This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday called on Russia to be transparent about its buildup, its military buildup near the northern border with Ukraine, and to de-escalate and reduce tensions regarding the situation. Stoltenberg made the comments to reporters after NATO foreign ministers concluded their first day of meetings in Latvia's capital Riga. Heading into the meeting, tensions were escalating regarding the Russian buildup of heavy equipment and troops near Ukraine's northern border, not far from Belarus. Ukraine says Russia kept about 90,000 troops in the area following massive war games in western Russia earlier this year. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said last week that his country's intelligence service had uncovered plans for a Russian-backed coup, and U.S. intelligence had warned of a possible invasion. Stoltenberg said, told reporters, the NATO ministers discussed the situation at length, and they stand united in their aim to deter Russia from any further aggressive actions. He said any future Russian aggression against Ukraine would come at a high price and would have serious political and economic consequences for Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin responded with his own warning Tuesday, saying if NATO were to use the Ukrainian territory to deploy missiles capable of reaching Moscow, there would be a strong response. Speaking during an online forum, Putin said the emergence of such threats represents a red line for us. He said he hoped it would not come to that. European diplomats acknowledge the Russian troop movements, but some countries have played down the threat of any imminent invasion ordered by Moscow. Earlier this year, Russia shut down its diplomatic mission to NATO. Russia announced it would suspend the diplomatic relations 2 weeks after and close its mission 2 weeks after the alliance had expelled 8 Russian diplomats in October. This is VOA News. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said Tuesday 226 cases of the highly mutated Omicron COVID-19 variant have been detected across 20 countries, but so far, no cases have been confirmed in the United States. The variant, which first emerged in South Africa about a week ago, has more than 30 mutations to the spike protein alone. That's the key part of the virus that allows it to bind to human cells and infect the body and make scientists worry it will be far more infectious than the highly contagious Delta variant that's caused a surge in cases across the globe in recent months. Speaking during a briefing by the White House COVID-19 Task Force on Tuesday, Fauci said the variant's mutational profile is very different from other variants of interest and concern. He said its mutations have been associated with increased transmissibility and immune evasion. Fauci said it was far too soon to tell if the variant would be more severe than previous variants. At the same briefing, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky told reporters U.S. officials have stepped up genome sequencing of the COVID-19 cases in recent months, sequencing about 80,000 samples per week, about 10 times what they were doing earlier this year. She said, to be crystal clear, we have far more tools to fight the variant today than we did at this time last year. Walensky said the Delta variant remains the predominant strain in the U.S., accounting for about 99.9% of all cases sequenced across the country. The U.S. space agency NASA has indefinitely postponed a spacewalk originally scheduled for Tuesday outside the International Space Station after it received notification of a field of space debris late Monday. In a statement, NASA said they needed more time to properly assess the risk the debris could pose to the astronauts and will assess when the spacewalk could be rescheduled. NASA astronauts Thomas Marshburn and Kayla Barron had been scheduled to perform a spacewalk to replace a faulty antenna system. It was not immediately clear whether the debris NASA referred to in its statement about the spacewalk was related to a Russian anti-satellite missile test 2 weeks ago. The event created a debris field that forced the ISS crew members to seek shelter in their escape capsules as a precaution. A pilot and the government's first witness who worked for financier Jeffrey Epstein starting in the 1990s returned to the stand Tuesday for the second day of testimony in the Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is accused of recruiting and grooming girls for Epstein to abuse from 1994 to 2004. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.